This may be one of the few times you hear about the open enrollment period this year. That's because the budget for advertising the plans available on healthcare.gov have been cut nationally by 90%. And that's not the only change from past years. The enrollment period has been cut in half to only 6 weeks in the 42 states, including Florida, that have not established their own health insurance exchange. Corey Brown is the benefits program manager at 90Works and is a healthcare navigator.
The open enrollment used to be anywhere from like November through the end of January, which would give us a full 3 months, you know, to enroll those people, and that's literally been cut in half.
That means you only have until December 15th to sign up for health insurance. Brown says they anticipate being extra busy this year, and not only because of the shorter enrollment period.
We're grant funded through the University of South Florida, which we just received our grant, and we have had budget cuts.
Brown says the cuts have cost them one full-time navigator for this enrollment period. The University of South Florida had their grant cut by 15%. The other navigators in the panhandle operate through the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida. Their funding grant was cut by over 58% this year. Cecily Chunderlich is the Epilepsy Foundation's regional manager for the Navigator program.
Well, we're grateful for doing this work again, but the cuts do hurt. Cuts mean nonprofit sector jobs are lost. We've had to let hardworking, dedicated people go, and cuts mean we'll help less people get coverage.
Chunderlich says they'll be doing all they can to stretch the dollars they do have.
We're going to be more creative with our vastly less resources. We're going to need stronger partnerships with other agencies, with other community organizations and health providers, and we're going to have to go deeper into people where people are in their daily lives. So we are going to reach out by going to businesses and speaking to the managers of those businesses and seeing if that we could go into the businesses personally, because we are completely mobile, to help them get their employees signed up. We're going to do a lot of community outreach because November is also Epilepsy Awareness Month. So we're going to combine our awareness events with awareness events for open enrollment.
And just a reminder that everyone can use the navigators from the Epilepsy Foundation, not just customers with epilepsy. Prices for 2018 health insurance plans will be rising, but those increases will be offset by increases in tax credits from the government, meaning customers who qualify for tax credits and subsidies will see out-of-pocket expenses remain close to the same. But there have been some actions taken by the White House that have caused some late confusion about pricing and subsidies. The first was a decision by the president to stop making CSR payments to insurance companies.
Cost-sharing reductions.
That's Todd Torgerson, president of Combined Insurance Services in Pensacola. Those cost-sharing reductions have been attacked by the administration as a bailout for insurance companies.
The reality is it's a subsidy for lower-income individuals that purchase coverage on the exchange. So if your income's at a certain level, then not only would you qualify for a premium subsidy, but you would also qualify for a cost-sharing reduction. So the way that would work is that if the plan you qualify for would normally have, say, a $2,000 deductible, the deductible might be reduced to zero or to $200, something like that.
Under the Affordable Care Act, the insurance companies are required to offer those savings to customers. The executive order prevents the companies from getting reimbursed, turning the CSRs into an unfunded mandate. There was also an executive order concerning association health plans. These are plans that let groups like car dealers associations, for example, to band together and negotiate for better insurance rates. It also allows those associations to purchase health insurance across state lines. Todd Torgerson says that can be problematic.
So, for example, in Florida, we have a wide range of mandated benefits that on one end, some people say might be expensive, but on the other end, people say offer certain protections. And if you go to another state that has fewer mandates, then sure, the insurance premiums may be cheaper, but your insurance coverage would not be as comprehensive. And my experience with this is that a lot of the population does not pay much attention to what is covered until they already have the coverage, kind of like homeowners insurance after a hurricane.
There are other changes in those executive orders that get into the weeds of the insurance industry, and there's legislation being debated now to shore up and or tear down other parts of the Affordable Care Act. We'll just have to wait and see what happens from here. There is one part of the law that has not changed. Everyone is still required to have health insurance or pay a tax penalty. Again, 90Works, Corey Brown.
Yes, the tax penalties are still in place. It is $6.95 per adult. half of that amount per child in the household or 2.5% of the household income, whichever is higher.
The IRS recently announced they will no longer accept tax returns that do not have the filer's health insurance information filled in, whether they have insurance or not. Bob Barrett, WWF News.